We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
75% say trade him.
Wow.
You are just so happy.
He has lost his city, Al. He's lost them. And I know he's lost the legend, the great Howard Eskin, who's on the line right now. Hi, Howard.
Good morning, Angelo. And what? I just want to make sure that now that you're in Philadelphia, the city of 200 taxes, you will vote.
He can't.
I tried to. I registered, but they said I have to wait 3 months or something. I can't vote today, but I will.
No.
I'll vote in the regular election. I cannot vote in the primary. I do not have enough time here.
Oh, it's too bad.
I could go back to Jersey and vote for some of those shady guys, but I'm not going to bother. Howard, let's get there. There's so much to cover today. Can you confirm what the reports were yesterday? Wentz cleared to completely engage in OTA starting today?
Yes, and I've been saying it for weeks. People have to stop worrying about his injury, and because Doug Peterson said it was a three-month injury. He's not a doctor.
Okay.
So everybody got all cranked up. Carson Wentz, and I had heard all along, was going to be fine. He will play, and you've got to stop worrying about him and injury.
Howard, he is prone to injury. Would you acknowledge that?
So are a lot of quarterbacks.
Well, but I don't only care about mine. I don't have Foles anymore, Howard.
Carson Wentz, you have a better chance. And the caller earlier was right. With Carson Wentz, the Eagles still would have won that Super Bowl.
They would have. You're certain of that.
Well, you can't. It's all opinions. But, he was having an MVP year. So I'm not concerned about Carson Wentz. I think he will understand the times he has to go down, the times he has to get out of bounds, and the offensive line has got to do their job. But, all quarterbacks are susceptible to injury. It's part of the game, but I am not worried directly about Carson.
All right, hold on.
I'm looking for a good year.
You were a Vegas Vic. I consider you a tout when it comes to gambling. Now, Al found a website, Injury Predictor, and it says there is a 39% chance that Carson Wentz will be injured and out for at least one full game. What would you take on that? Would you say he is more likely to miss at least one game or less likely?
Well, what's at least one game? If it's 1.5, I would take the under if it's 1.5.
You would? So you think he will have a healthy season the whole way?
I think he may. Any quarterback can miss a game, but I'm not worried about a game.
You're not?
No.
And what do you think of Sudfeld? Is he going to be able to do what Foles did?
No, he's not. No. Come on.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to plan.
Nick Foles had played in big games, had played for a team, was a starter. Sudfeld's not ready yet, and it's just he has a chance to be a good backup. If he only has to play part of a game, I think it can be fine. If he has to play a full game, depending on the team, yes, you'd have a little concern because he hasn't started in the NFL. But that's the reality in the NFL. How many teams have quarterbacks that you can expect to come in and be a starter? There's not many.
All right. Howard, let me move on to the retirement of Chris Long. Again, yesterday in an interview with Peter King, he acknowledged that he may have stayed if he were assured by the Eagles he would have a similar role that he did the previous 2 years. Howard, did they bungle this? Why did they make this commitment to Vinnie Curry and give some of the snaps that Chris Long was counting on? I don't like the way this played out.
Well, what he said to Peter King, I've been talking about for weeks. He wants to be guaranteed a certain amount of playing time.
Right.
And I know that. And you can't guarantee a player a certain amount of playing time. You've got to have depth. You had to worry about Chris Long, who was thinking about it, Chris Long and his age. I'm going to tell you this. I know what I heard you say that Jonesy said that he'll come back with an injury.
Yes, he did.
I will tell you this. I think Chris Long will come back by training camp.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa, hold
Howard.
On. We need
what?
More on that, Howard. Give us more on that.
He thinks he can still play, and we think he can still play, and we know he can still play. He wants to play football. I know that he wants to play. And I think the Eagles investigated possibilities of trading him, but he doesn't want to go anywhere else. He's going to live here. This is going to be his home. He wants to play here. There were other teams that had interest, but if he wants to play, then I believe he's going to play here. And just my radar of different things that I've heard, I believe, just based on things that I've heard, that Chris Long will be back by training camp.
A stunning prediction by the legend Howard Eskett. Let me move over to baseball.
With some little info behind it.
No, that's exciting. See, yeah. Al, Jonesy and Eskett are on the same page.
Scary. I'll call Jonesy.
That's unusual. Jonesy's about to change his position.
There will be a problem today. Ew. Malcolm Jenkins will not be there.
Ooh. Ooh. More good stuff. He's angry that he didn't get a new deal.
Yes, my understanding is, and this is, again, kind of some of the things that I've heard, he wants a renegotiated contract. He still has this year and next year on his contract. Yes, I believe the reality and the problem with that is he wants another deal.
Wow. Is the organization totally against that? Are they willing to listen?
Can't do that. He's 31 years old.
Can't do it.
You can't do that. I mean, it's just when they gave Jason Kelce a new contract, they know that if Jason Kelce doesn't want to play football and slips that, you know, because they added another year, if Jason Kelce will walk away, he's that kind of guy. I think Malcolm Jenkins knows this is the end and wants to play football and wants more money. And he saw some of these younger guys who may not be as good of players right now getting big contracts at the safety position, but they're 25 and 26 years old. You can't start doing this with older players and give them more money now. Remember, you need some of that money to save in case you're going to sign Carson Wentz during the season. So wow. There's different things that come into play here. They can't do that. And he's not really a safety anymore. He's a linebacker. So the way he plays the position, it'll be interesting to follow this to see how long it takes. But the Eagles have all the leverage. He can't levy on Bell then and threaten to stay out because he doesn't have a contract at the end of this. Le'Veon Bell did.
All right. Howard Eskin, dazzling today. Let me move you over to baseball for one quickie here.
I'm good. I got something that you can look out for in baseball.
No. I don't want to even ask a question. You got all this information. I want to hear it. What do you got on baseball?
Okay. The Phillies obviously have some concerns with the bullpen. We can talk about Odubel Herrera, which 2 years ago I said you will never win with him. You got to get
correct.
Rid of him.
But
I'm not worried about McCutchen because although he's not hitting, they love the walks. He loves the walks, but the trades before they got Harper were good for the Phillies. But okay. The Phillies need. I would say when you look at it now, I'm not excited about all their starters, but they need help in the bullpen. June 1st is the key date for Craig Kimbrell to sign because if teams waited till June 1st, that's why he's not signed yet. If you sign him before, you got to give up a draft pick. If you sign him June 1st or thereafter, there's no draft pick involved. And that's what teams are waiting for. And I understand the Phillies will be in the mix with Craig Kimbrell.
Oh, Eskin, I love you. You know, Jeff Lurie said we have to tell people we love one another. Eskin, today, it's pure love. Pure love.
Oh, no. No, stop. Stop. I could never hug you.
All right, Eskin. Howard, good stuff. Thank you. That was some great stuff today. Thank you.
But that's all right. But that's the Phillies. You got to stop worrying about the other things. Uh-huh. We can get rid of Odubel Herrera.
I'll stop worrying after 10 when the show's over. Right now, I'm going to worry. Now, how about some of that stuff, huh?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.